USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As an unknown number of migrants wait for Title 42 to expire before entering the United States illegally, they will have to wait a little bit longer.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has issued an administrative stay that keeps in place the Trump administration order that people applying for asylum at the southern border will be sent to Mexico while their cases are processed. Roberts' order calls for any response to his order to be on his desk by end of business Tuesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was quick to respond, saying on Twitter, "The order will help prevent illegal immigration." I'm Richard Johnson.
An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of 10 claims solicited by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson ruled that claims that can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on Election Day and ballot chain of custody. Kurt Olson on Fox 10 Phoenix is Ms. Lake's attorney.
It should proceed to trial. The people should get to see. This is about restoring trust in our election system.
A 6.4 magnitude earthquake and numerous aftershocks have struck in Northern California, knocking out power. The earthquake, which is reported at 2:34 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday morning, had a depth of about 10 miles and was centered 7.5 miles southwest of Ferndale. That's in Humboldt County, about 130 miles north of San Francisco. Some 33 million people are under winter storm watches, and 27 million others are under wind chill factors. An Arctic burst from Canada and a related major storm sweeping the country this week will affect the Northern Plains, the Midwest, and the Great Lakes later this week. They will see temperatures plummet. Forecasters are warning of power outages, extensive holiday travel delays throughout the Midwest and East. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The January 6th panel voted Monday to refer former President Trump to the Department of Justice on 4 criminal charges, including insurrection and obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress. Constitutional lawyer out of George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, says the committee fell short on proof.
But if I were defense counsel for President Trump, my eyes would still remain fixed on Mar-a-Lago. I just don't see this as as much of a threat of something that could be actually defended at trial or on appeal.
After raising more than $100 million in her second bid to be Georgia governor, Stacey Abrams' campaign owes more than $1 million in debt to vendors. Her two-time campaign manager, Lauren Groh Wargo, confirmed. She also said negative press and negative polling made fundraising difficult in the final months. A college student athlete was fatally shot in the Northeast over the weekend.
An investigation is underway after a Connecticut college student was found shot to death in New Jersey. Authorities say 20-year-old Philip Urban was discovered slumped over the steering wheel of a white Mercedes-Benz on Saturday at the Hopewell Valley Nature Preserve, a little north of Trenton. He was a basketball player at Post University, and the team canceled its game on Sunday following the discovery. No arrests have been made at this time. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.